Grammys, Michelle Obama gets standing ovation with surprise appearance. By Breitbart News on February 10, 2019. Los Angeles, AP, the Grammy Awards kicked off Sunday with a group of powerful women, including Michelle Obama and Lady Gaga, describing the role of music in their lives, a display that came a year after female voices were somewhat muted at the 2018 ceremony. "Music has always helped me tell my story," Obama said at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. "Whether we like country or rap or rock, music helps us share ourselves. It allows us to hear one another." Gaga told the crowd, "They said I was weird, that my look, that my choices, that my sound wouldn't work. But music told me not to listen to them." Jada Pinkett Smith and Jennifer Lopez also spoke and stood in solidarity with Obama, Gaga, and Alicia Keys, who is hosting the show airing on CBS. "Yes, ladies," Keys said. "There's nothing better than this." The opening contrasted with last year's Grammys, where male acts dominated in nominations and the only woman competing for the top award, Lorde, didn't get a chance to perform on stage. But this year, Gaga, Brandi Carlile and Kacey Musgraves won multiple Grammys. Carlile won three honors in the Americana category and will compete for the three biggest awards during the live show: album, song and record of the year. Gaga also won three, including Best Pop Duo/Group Performance, a win she shared with Bradley Cooper. "Thank you so much. I got to thank God, thank you for looking out for me. Thank you for my family," she said. "I wish Bradley was here with me right now." Gaga, now a 9-time Grammy winner, won Best Pop Solo Performance for Joanne, while hit Shallow, From a Star is Born, was named Best Song Written for Visual Media. The song is nominated for an Oscar and also won at the Golden Globes, Critics' Choice Movie Awards and the Satellite Awards. Women have a strong presence in the top categories. 5 of the 8 Album of the Year nominees are women, including Carlile's By the Way, I Forgive You, Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer, Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy, Musgrave's Golden Hour, and H.E.R.'s self-titled album are also in contention. 6 of the Best New Artist nominees are women, including H.E.R., Chloe and Halle, Margot Price, Dua Lipa, Bebe Rexha and Georgia Smith. When asked about the lack of women in the top categories at the 2018 Grammys, Recording Academy CEO Neil Portnow said women need to step up. He later acknowledged that it was a poor choice of words, and his much-criticized remarks forced the Academy to launch a new task force focused on inclusion and diversity. "I know I'm not there tonight, trust, I tried and still truly wished it had worked out TBH. And I know I said I try not to put too much weight into these things, but, expletive, this is wild and beautiful. Thank you so much," she tweeted after learning about her win. Childish Gambino, Tori Kelly and Lauren Daigle won 2 awards each. Beyoncé, Jay-Z, LMA, H.E.R., Pharrell Williams, Hugh Jackman, Stingy, Shaggy, Dave Chappelle, Weird Al Yankovic, the late Chris Cornell, Greta Van Fleet and even former President Jimmy Carter also picked up early awards ahead of the live show. There was a tie for Best Rap Performance, and Drake was surprisingly not one of the winners. Drake's Nice for What lost to Anderson .Paak's Bubble In and Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Future and James Blake's King's Dead, from the Black Panther soundtrack. Beck was a double winner during the pre-telecast, taking home Best Alternative Music Album and Best Engineered Album, Non-Classical, for Colors. Emily Lazar, one of the engineers who worked on the album and won alongside Beck, said on stage that she was the first female mastering engineer to win in the latter category. Several big stars are not attending the Grammys, including Grand, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, the top nominee with 8, and Drake, nominated for 7 awards. Drama has surrounded the Grammys around its Motown Records tribute. Some people complained when a promo aired on CBS showing Jennifer Lopez as the act set to honor the legendary record label, which launched the careers of the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye and more. Some complained that a black artist should be involved in the tribute, while others said stronger vocalists should perform over Lopez. A representative for the Grammys didn't return an email seeking clarification about the tribute. Camila Cabello kicked off the show with a performance featuring J Balvin, Ricky Martin, and Young Thug. Others set to perform Sunday included Cardi B, Dolly Parton, Lady Gaga, Travis Scott, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Diana Ross, Dan and Shay, H.E.R., Little Big Town, Post Malone and Chloe and Halle. Yolanda Adams, Fantasia and Andra Day will honor the late Aretha Franklin with a performance.